You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Some sad news to share. The student shot at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, who's been hospitalized for months, is now again fighting for their life. Savannah Tomei Olsen tells us more.
This student has been at American Family Children's Hospital ever since the shooting on December 16th. Back in January, they were upgraded to good condition, but UW Health confirms to me they're now in critical condition again. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West were killed in the shooting. Six people were rushed to the hospital. Most were released within a week. Another was released after about 6 weeks in the hospital. So all the other survivors are currently recovering at home.
And advocates fear how cuts to federal Medicaid spending will hit Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Congress is considering at least $880 billion in Medicaid cuts. Janet Zander with Wisconsin Aging Advocacy Network says impacts of Wisconsin's aging population are already being felt, with many people leaving the workforce to care for relatives. Zander says Medicaid-funded programs like Family Care, IRIS, and CLTS help people remain in their homes and are the reason why many family members can continue working. The extent of the cuts is unclear, but Zander says people should be contacting their Congress members.
And bird flu is still spreading. If you have chickens or other fowl, take steps to defend your flock. Health departments recommend keep your birds in fully enclosed areas. Always wash or sanitize your hands before and after handling your birds or moving them between coops. Make sure the food, water, equipment, and other supplies are secure from wild birds or other animals. And you should also limit contact with visitors. Don't let them touch your birds. And you should avoid visiting other flocks, too. After the ice storm in northern Wisconsin last weekend, Governor Tony Evers has now declared a state of emergency. The ice coated everything and caused widespread and significant damage, including plenty of power outages, trees snapping, and damage to structures. As of Thursday morning, about 2,500 customers were still without power, and cleanup of debris is still underway. And the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' decision to eliminate the Administration for Community Living could have wide-ranging impacts on Wisconsin's aging population and people with disabilities. Joanne Krulatz explains.
Board for People with Developmental Disabilities Director Beth Sweden says the ACL provides critical programs that allow aging and disabled people to stay in their communities, and cutting it could lead to people having to move to different facilities. Sweden says the HHS decision is a step backward to supporting the work Wisconsin organizations do to help older adults and people with disabilities.
And a sixth grader from Appleton is the top speller in the state. Lisa Hale has more.
Over the weekend, Jacob Martinito of Classical Charter School in Appleton beat 53 other spellers from grades 4 through 8 to take the Badger State Spelling Bee at Madison College. He'll now head to the Scripps National Spelling Bee to be held in Washington, D.C. at the end of May.
And the City of Wausau Fire Department has been recognized by the Coverdale Stroke Program for their commitment to patient care, especially for those who have struggled with strokes. They were noticed for their thorough documentation from emergency response through recovery. And the program that they were honored by is a national initiative dedicated to improving the quality of care for stroke patients. Existing customers aren't expected to pay for the data centers. Stuart J. Waddles has more about a pricing plan.
The Milwaukee Business Journal reports We Energies has put in a new rate plan. An effort, they say, is to make sure data centers cover the costs of their enormous energy demands without impacting regular customers. The proposal is meant to support projects like Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. Under the plan, data centers would sign long-term agreements and pay fees for infrastructure upgrades as needed.
And the NFL draft will be here soon. Is Green Bay prepared? Here's Lisa Hale.
The NFL Draft 2025 is coming to the Green Bay area April 24th through the 26th, and Green Bay police want people to know they are ready. Green Bay PD Captain Ben Allen says that the police department has been working with other agencies, such as the fire department and Ashwaubenon PD, brainstorming different scenarios and thinking about different contingency plans to the point that they are, quote, beyond prepared for the event. The NFL draft is expected to bring up to 300,000 visitors to the greater Green Bay area later this month.
And did you know that there are about 300 outdoor adventures planned across the state this warm season? The Natural Resources Foundation field trips are starting up again for their 32nd season. These trips are led by experts that show a guided look at the state's natural treasures. The options are wide and range from butterflies to boat trips. The NRF says people have a blast on these trips, and if they fall in love with the place they're exploring, maybe they'll get inspired to protect those places, too. Registration opens on Tuesday, and they say spots fill up fast. On their website, they have a nice, interactive, and informational color-coded map showing where these activities are, when, and how much they cost. The Marshfield Fire and Rescue Department is pleased with election results. The community voted to restore staffing levels in the department back to 2021 levels. This will now allow the department to hire two additional firefighter paramedic staff to ensure that all three shifts will be fully staffed with 12 workers. The change will begin in January of 2026, and this increase will ensure high-quality emergency response and medical care for Marshfield residents. Marshfield Fire and Rescue is thankful the community voted in favor to the referendum and is committed to transparency and continued excellence in service. As plans progress for hiring, the department will share details with the community as they move forward. And the lineup for the Draft City Music Fest is set and will feature hip-hop, punk, indie, and country artists, bringing music and fun to the park on April 23rd to the 26th in downtown Green Bay. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation for the city.
I think the really exciting, I feel like, about this event is we're combining like this really cool music fest with a lot of artists that maybe Green Bay hasn't seen and a lot of music that is really exciting and fun, and we're combining it with a festival. Both of these nights are family-friendly. Wednesday is very family-friendly focused.
Artists such as De La Soul, Less Than Jake, Jeeza, and Luke Combs UK, a Luke Combs tribute, will perform. Most of the events at Draft City Music Fest are free, but VIP tickets are available. See our story at WGBW.FM for information and links.
And there's a new Division Chief of Prevention at the Wausau Fire Department. Sean Carragher took the spot, who used to be the fire marshal. They even did the traditional handoff with the white helmet and custom shield, too. And the Wausau Fire Department jokingly said on their Facebook page, now he can't sneak away unnoticed at a fire scene with that white helmet. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Royals tied it 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bump down. Here comes Dunn. He scores! A squeeze bump walk-off for Bryce Terang. And the Brewers win 3-2 and 11.
Rang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivered delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clayce and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season one of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softy. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, but the wind will gradually die down through the day. Our high right around 44. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50 with a few scattered showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.